Taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
So I can't wait to see this book shattered in my hands. The book shattered, the book just released about the failed Hillary Clinton campaign. I'm looking forward to seeing this. Maybe you are as well. Here's one of the highlights. Senator Bernie Sanders called former Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's "I'm with her" slogan phony, according to this book. Again, it's called Shattered, Inside Hillary Clinton's Doomed Campaign. The Hill's Amy Parnes and Sidewire's Jonathan Allen. I saw them both making the rounds yesterday. They said that when they reached out to Bernie Sanders to do an ad for Clinton after she had secured the nomination, at the end of the ad, it said, "I'm with her." He's supposed to say this. He said, "I'm not saying that. It's completely phony." Anyhow, some good excerpts out of that book, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it going forward. My next guest, Todd Wood, writer, world traveler for the Washington Times and so forth. Todd, welcome back.
Morning, Steve.
So, as I look at the landscape yesterday, I see this man killing people in California, screaming Allahu Akbar. I see all of these things happening in Europe. I see a lot of the older countries and the older people and the people that don't live in the big cities saying no. If you look at what happened in the vote in Turkey, it was the people in the countryside that are voting for the old ways, if you will. May agree with it, may not. But in England or in Europe, the same thing. Old Europe. Not too impressed with the new Europe and the European Union, and a lot of pushback from places like Poland and Hungary and, well, Christian enclaves, really. You wrote about this recently. It seems that old Europe is starting to get crushed under the weight of all this secular progressivism. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, Steve. I mean, it struck me the other day when that the EU is basically threatening Poland and Hungary primarily with fines and other sanctions if they don't take hundreds of thousands of migrants. And I just find that, striking, because, I'm sure joining the EU, they didn't sign up on the dotted line that says, okay, joining this organization, you agree to destroy your culture, accept hundreds of thousands of people who don't believe or work like you do or have the same society or culture as you. And so that's just not what they signed up for.
Then become a Muslim country, in effect. You didn't sign up to become a Muslim country to change your culture to trade in punchkis for mosques, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
So where are we in this crisis? Because this continues to go on, but Turkey really has, I don't know, the valve, if you will, that can increase or decrease the flow of refugees coming into Europe. They're kind of right there, the gatekeeper, are they not?
Well, that's a fascinating situation. I mean, what is NATO going to do? I mean, Turkey is, the southern flank of NATO, and they are basically now a Islamist dictatorship. So, after the recent vote with Erdogan gaining more power and changing the constitution and all this kind of stuff. So what does that do for NATO? I mean, I believe that Europe has just almost committed suicide in a cultural manner. And without realizing what they're doing, or just because they're so beholden to this progressive agenda that they can't even see that their whole future is in doubt. And that, to me, is sad, and it's just amazing to watch.
Meanwhile, May says June, that's Theresa May, says an election there in the UK in June, and she says that is to solidify the situation and the Brexit. France has an election coming up in short order where Marine Le Pen could easily win there. It would be not a shock to, I don't think, too many people. And this is all a result. This is all very similar to what happened in the United States. The pushback from ordinary people saying, no, we don't want this globalist notion that everybody can get along, because we're smart enough to realize that everybody can't just get along just because we think they should. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah, and you can't force people to do that. There are villages in some of the European, like Sweden, where they, 200 people stuck out on an island somewhere, been there for thousands of years, and they get 2,000 migrants dumped on them. I mean, tell me their lives are not changed forever. I mean, and their culture just extinguished in the blink of an eye.
It destroyed so, completely.
That to me is just crazy.
Now why? You know, why? And who? You know, who pushed this to happen? And who thinks this is a good idea? And who thinks this is okay? That's my question. Who is to be held to account?
Well, the leaders of those countries, you know, Merkel primarily, and it's liberalism. I mean, it's progressivism. It's a disease. I mean, I really don't understand it. Actually, I do, but I don't. I just wish people would wake up even more and push back even more. And hopefully, in this country, we got Trump elected just in time to prevent this from happening here.
Yeah, well, you know, Sweden. You brought them up, and I think that little Sweden. I think it's the most generous nation on earth for many, many years, and I think it has been given a death sentence by the injection of something that will, as you put it, destroy their culture. I mean, there will be no Swedish culture.
Yeah, no, it's gone. I mean, same with Germany, same with France. You know, actually, you're seeing exactly what we're talking about in France. You know, Le Pen is coming on strong, and that's the issue that's pushing it.
Yeah, Sweden wasn't a very big country, and, you know, they've taken in literally millions of refugees. How can they absorb those people without there being some sort of a dramatic change in who they are? And I think you're right. Maybe Donald Trump was, you know, elected in time to stab off this flood into our own nation, because our culture matters. Our traditions matter. I mean, that's just the way
it is. I mean, we care about our past. You know, we care about where we came from. And that doesn't make you racist. It doesn't make you a bad person. It just makes you proud of your heritage. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. And I totally agree with that. All right. Todd, great article, by the way. Where can people find out more about the books that you've written, what you're doing, and what you're writing today?
As always, my website, L. Todd Wood, is the best place. You can get signed copies there. Check out all the articles. Everything's on the menu.
greatly appreciated. Todd Wood, everybody. Thank you, Todd.
Take care.
All right. Well, this part of the program brought to you by Northville Lumber. They are the number one supplier of Trex decking supplies in the Midwest. They do more of it, more railing, more decking than anyone. Log on to northvillelumber.com to find out more. We appreciate their support. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.